I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. David Miles is a songwriter from Nova Scotia who has extensive Canadian success. He has 9 CDs out, including the latest one, So Far, which is his first release in the U.S. His music has influences that range from folk to jazz, vintage to modern, but his collaboration with rapper and producer Classified on an anti-bullying rap song called Inner Ninja won him a Juno Award for the best rap song in 2013, now the best-selling rap song in Canadian history. He hosts a weekly radio show for the CBC, has a political science degree, and studied in China. At the moment, though, he's here in the KLCC studios before performing in Roseburg on Monday after a little trip to Baker City. Thanks for being here, David.
That's very nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice suit, by the way. It's important to dress well for radio, isn't it?
You got it. You never know. You never know. You got to go. Well, I always tell the story. I grew up in a family of 4 boys. I'm the youngest of 4 boys. My 3 older brothers are all doctors. I'm not joking. My parents are super strict. So when I became a musician, I told my dad I'd wear a suit to work every day.
I see you're doing that very nicely.
Every day, yeah.
Well, it's important. You can get away with a lot when you're wearing a suit. Well, what's the first song you feel like playing for us today?
I think I'll play a song called Need a Break. This is kind of I love the early rock kind of stuff, late 50s, early 60s. It's got a little bit of that energy. I'll play that one. It gets me all warmed up. Need a break from the noise in the middle of the night. You need a break from all those boys who just seem to want to fight. You need a break from being lonely. Break from playing games. You need a break from shaking hands, faking interest in the names. I believe you when you tell me your time is running out. I can see it in your eyes. I can tell there's no doubt. You need a break. You need a break. You need a break from paying bills. A break from paying rent. You put all your money on your loans and you can't make a dent. You need a break from early mornings. Break from your alarm. A break from your boss. Wouldn't do you any harm. Your temper's getting shorter and your mood is getting bad. If you had a bottle of genie, be the only wish you have. You need a break. You need a break. You don't need new clothes. Don't need a new car. You don't need someone telling you how lucky you are. You don't want to rent a movie or go for a run. If you had a list of things to do, you'd only write one. You need a break. You need a break. You don't need a doctor, don't want to take pills. You don't need the diagnosis because you know it so well. Say, take your time and ask yourself why. Well, you already have it. You told yourself, I just need a break. Just need a break. Break from the hassle, a break from the hype. You need a break from going in and out of fashion overnight. You need a break from keeping up, a break from feeling down. You need a break from all the traffic on your way across town. You need a break from people telling you what's right and what's wrong. No one seems to want to listen to what you've known all along. You need a break. You need a break. You try to learn to paint, you try to learn to sing, you try to meditate, you tried everything. You read Walt Whitman and the Tao Te Ching, and you're still missing something, still missing one thing. You need a break. You need a break. You don't need a doctor, don't want to take pills. You don't need the diagnosis because you know it so well. Say, take your time and ask yourself why. Well, you already have. You told yourself I just need a break. Just need a break. Just need a break. Just need a break.
David Miles, live in the KLCC studios, Need a Break. He will be live at Umpqua Community College on Roseburg on Monday, October 12th, after a little trip to Baker City tomorrow and a couple of other gigs outside of the KLCC listening region. Well, David, there was an early rock and roll influence in there, and is it true that that influence comes from winning a lip-syncing contest to Elvis as a kid?
You know, it could be. I guess I didn't grow up with a lot of even guitar-based music at my house. It was all, my dad directed musicals, so it was either classic American musicals or it was classical music. And then I remember hearing Elvis for the first time, and I was 7. I was in grade 2, and we had to do I heard Heartbreak Hotel. I decided to do that as as my lip sync. I went deep into it. I watched some Elvis VHS tapes and got a sense of how he moved, and I did that whole thing, and I got into it. And now it's funny because then for years I didn't listen to that stuff, and I've come back to it actually in the last maybe 5 or 6 years, and it's really resonated with me. It's been really cool.
These early influences creep in subconscious ways that may not become clear until we're adults farther along the line. So perhaps this is one of those.
Totally. Totally. Another one's James Taylor, probably, you know, just hearing my mom didn't listen to any. Again, there wasn't much guitar based pop, folk, anything like that. But one record there was James Taylor. And so those kind of things, they do creep into how you end up singing and how you end up playing, that kind of stuff.
I also know that Miles Davis was a great influence to you as a trumpeter. So how does Miles Davis show up in the kind of music you end up doing?
You know, it's a good question. I think Miles Davis for me was, you know, when you're in junior high school, when you're about 14, you listen to records for the first time that mm-hmm. that you feel are yours and yours alone in the world. That was what happened. I went to the library and I heard a jazz record and I just went, wow, I love this music. And no one else I knew, you know, was into it, but I just loved it. And for me, I've always kind of carried I just love the creative energy of that period of jazz. I mean, really, throughout his career. Duke Ellington's another. I hold both of those musicians in the highest, in kind of my great heroes of music, mostly because of the creative energy they brought to making music. They were always working on pushing it, doing a different project, making different records, always working, and always, you know, dressing well too. I guess that's probably it too. I've always just loved that creative approach. Both mm-hmm. the approach to their careers was always adventurous. It was always fun. It always you get the sense that they loved music as much as the fans, which is exactly what you want, you know.
And there's a payoff in inner soul when you take that approach as well from a musician's perspective, because then you're always growing.
That's what it's all about. What it's all about for me, and I've been really lucky, you know, in my career. As you mentioned, you know, I've done 9 records, and we've been putting them out independently in Canada and touring, and it's been growing. But the beautiful thing about that is that I've been able to do exactly what I wanted every record. If I get into Brazilian jazz from the 60s, which I totally get into at one point, I made a record that was heavily influenced by that, and I have the freedom to do it. And it for me, it's I kind of have always approached making records a bit like a musicologist. I've always kind of considered myself just more of a fan than anything else. And it allows me to really explore a genre or an idea. So if it's 50s music, if it's the harmonic stuff that's going on, often I'll explore that. I'll learn about it by writing a song in that style. And that's kind of how I've developed as an artist. It's fun for me.
David Miles, live in the KLCC studios and live at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg as the healing begins on Monday, October 12th. What's the next song you feel like playing for us here?
I think I'll play this song. It's called Turn Time Off. I love R&B. I love soul. So since we're talking about, you know, how influences affect things, this is pretty much, you know, when I started writing songs, I wanted to write one of those sweet kind of love songs. So a love song like Al Green or Marvin Gaye or Sam Cooke, some of my favorite songwriters would have sung. And you know, this is a bit, of course, the problem is I'm a tall, skinny guy with glasses. So it was a bit scary to write a song like this, but I did. I went for it anyways. Whoa, love, your eyes shine brighter than the stars above, and I don't have to search to find you, 'cause I'm lying here beside you tonight. And it's nights like tonight that remind me just how fast time flies. Oh, I can't think of anything better. If I could make this last forever, I'd try. I'd tell the world to stop spinning round. I'd tell the stars to keep shining and the sun to stay down. 'Cause a night like this hasn't come around in so long. Turn time off, I'm gonna turn you on. 'Cause I've been away and I've got so much that I'd like to say, but I'm gonna leave it in my head. I'm gonna leave it to be said on another day. 'Cause we both have better things to do And I feel just like I did when our love was brand new. I don't have to say a word for my love to be heard by you. I'm gonna tell the world to stop spinning round. I'm gonna tell the stars to keep shining and the sun to stay down. 'Cause a night like this hasn't come around in so long. Turn time off. I'm gonna turn you on. Gonna turn time off. I'm gonna turn you on. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm gonna tell the world to stop spinning round. I'm gonna tell the stars to keep shining and the sun to stay down. 'Cause a night like this hasn't come around in so long. Turn time off. I'm gonna turn you on. Gonna turn time off. I'm gonna turn you on. Gonna turn time off. I'm gonna turn you on. Gonna turn time off. I'm gonna turn you on.
David Miles live in the KLCC studios and live on Monday evening, October 12th in the Jacoby Auditorium at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg. Well, David, it is a very intense moment at which you're heading to Roseburg by sheer circumstance. You were heading to Roseburg the first night back for the college after an incredibly tragic shooting. How do you handle that as a musician, and is there anything different that you'll bring to that performance?
Well, you know, I mean, I read about it, obviously, after the tragedy took place, and I thought, I kind of pieced it together that this was a place that I was about to play. And at first I went, oh my gosh, that's going to be a tough, obviously, it is going to be a tough show in many ways. But then I thought, this is my job, you know, it's my job. I'm booked to play there. And I was booked well before this happened, and people are coming back to class. And I think, if anything, it's why I got into music in the first place, is that it can do things, and it can bring people together. That's why I did it. I used to work in politics before I did music, and the one thing about politics that I never liked is that it just divided people, whereas music brings people together. And that's why I got into it. And I thought, you know what, we're going to donate. We're going to make it also about donating money to a fund at the college. I thought, how do we turn this into a good thing, not just a show? So we're doing that. And because we got in touch with the college and said, what's the best way for us to donate and do something positive beyond doing the show? And they said, listen, we're so excited that you're coming. And once I knew that they wanted us there and that they were looking forward to the show, because for me, that was the biggest thing, is I didn't want to impose on anybody, certainly before they're ready. My show is really positive. It's very family friendly. It's open to everybody. And I think that in times like this, it's when you are called as an entertainer to do what you do, which is make people feel good and make them, you know, and just get away from some of the things that can bring us down. And obviously people have been in an incredibly tough time, and the city, I'm sure, has been filled with media and everything else. And I'm hoping that we're going to bring a very different energy to everything.
Music is such a healing force. David Miles, live in the KLCC studios, live at Umpqua Community College in the Jacoby Auditorium on Monday, October 12th. Let's drive into one of those healing songs, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
What's the third one you have for us here?
Well,
today?
You know what? This is a song, strangely enough, it's a song about getting old. But it's really nice. It's a song that I wrote when I was feeling like I was getting old one day.
And how old were you then?
I was probably 24, 25 maybe. I've been singing the song ever since because it's just resonated with people everywhere I sing it. And really what it's about is about enjoying every day of your life and you know, making the most of every day. So that's what this song's all about. Well, I'm getting old, but I'm not old yet. I'm already worried that I might forget how to laugh, how to love, how to live, how to learn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn. I don't want to get weary, I don't want to get bored. I don't want to get tired walking down this road. I've seen that happen so many times. I just want to believe that it's still worth trying, cause I'm getting old, but I'm not old yet. I'm already worried that I might forget how to laugh, how to love, how to live, how to learn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn. But I know that it's easier said than done, and I ain't that different from anyone. I worry about my money, I got bills that I can't pay. I swear I'm more like my father every day. And I'm getting old, but I'm not old yet. I'm already worried that I might forget how to laugh, how to love, how to live, how to learn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn. Maybe I'll start bowling, maybe I'll play bridge, maybe I'll join a band with my own grandkids. I don't care if it kills me, I'm gonna do what it takes to keep some warmth in my heart and smile on my face. Cause I'm getting old, but I'm not old yet. I'm already worried that I might forget how to laugh, how to love, how to live, how to learn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn. Whoa, I'm getting old, but I'm not old yet. I'm already worried that I might forget how to laugh, how to love, how to live, how to learn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn. I want to die with a smile when it comes my turn.
David Miles, still not actually very old, but getting older like the rest of us, and live here in the KLCC studios, touring the United States for his first extensive tour down from Nova Scotia. He'll head over to Baker City to perform on Thursday, October 8th, and then he'll return to the KLCC listening region in Roseburg on Monday at the Jacoby Auditorium, Monday, October 12th at Umpqua Community College, where healing and life slowly begin to return. For more information on David Miles, including show and ticket information, davidmiles.com, with Miles spelled with a Y. Well, it occurs to me, David, the song that you did with Classified, the rapper Classified, was an anti-bullying song called Inner Ninja. That somehow must fit into the healing picture, doesn't it?
Well, it's been such an interesting song. He's a rapper that's always been fairly positive, and I obviously bring a lot of optimism to my music. That's always been a big part of it for me. And so when we started collaborating together, although we were completely different, we shared a lot in common. You know what I mean? We come from big families. He's got 3 kids. I got 2 kids. And, I actually haven't stopped working. And it was the most incredible experience. This song just kind of came out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden it just grew and grew and grew and became, as you said, the biggest selling Canadian hip hop song of all time. It was just a total trip. But what was so great is the response from kids. Kids just went crazy for it. And it became a bit of an anti-bullying anthem, which I don't think we didn't actually expect that at the time. When we made it, it was about inner strength, and then things take on their own shape, and it was a great thing for it to become, of course, because it's a message that we both feel very strongly about. So
well, thank you so much for all that you brought into the world and for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.